Environmental advocates with the Allwood Audubon Farm and Allwood Garden Metro Park in Vandalia are raising concerns over the potential development of a nearby watershed. The area feeds the Wiles Creek, a critical tributary to the Stillwater River and a water feature that runs through the farm. At issue are nearly 110 acres of land north of Allwood that have been rezoned for development by the City of Dayton and the Dayton International Airport. The prairie is home to a large variety of birds, mammals, insects, butterflies, and bees each year. It's reported that there is an interested buyer for the land who could develop it for industrial or commercial use. Alexis Faust is the Allwood Center and Farms Executive Director. She says that since the prairie was established as a natural habitat in 1995, the airport has been a key partner in its protection.
The prairie is extraordinary, and it sits on a water source that's really critical. So that's my focus, is how do we protect this water source?
Faust also says future development on the watershed lands could put Allwood Farm and its water wells at risk.
Our public wells are guided by the EPA. And every day that we come in and open to the public, we have to test our water, both here and at the farm. And in order to stay open, we have to have that public water system.
Allwood has been fulfilling its mission of environmental education since Marie All donated her land to the Miami Valley. In doing so, she allowed for the creation of the National Audubon Society's first nature center in the Midwest. It was with that mission in mind that the Allwood Center issued a recent call to action on social media, urging residents to contact city and airport officials to voice their concerns about the natural habitat. WISO has reached out to the city of Dayton for a statement on this story. For WISO, I'm Jerry Kenney.